For the past year or so, UAF doctoral student Jesse Coleman has been studying what compels people to fish in Bristol Bay, from the youngest participants to the oldest. One part of her project surveyed students in Dillingham, Togiak, Cockonock, and the Bristol Bay Borough to get their take on commercial fishing.
The question was, have you ever worked in commercial fishing? And so this is 7th through 12th grade students. And in Kodiak, 9.4% said yes, they had. And in Bristol Bay, 47.8% of students had said that they worked in commercial fishing.
Why do they get involved? 67.7% of the youth surveyed say they have a family connection to the fishery.
Family is very important to getting into a fishery. You know, so many people will say, I grew up in the fishery, you know, started on the skiff when I was 4, you know, before I could, you know, really fish. They, you know, kids just are exposed to it here.
Coleman has also been interviewing fishermen in those same communities, greenhorns and old hands alike, to find out why they keep putting a net in the water and what makes it possible for them to do so. Most of her work so far has focused on people who live in the region.
I do anticipate talking to people that have left the region with their permits, you know, people that were born here and grew up here and, you know, left for other reasons, but still come home to fish and try to understand that dynamic.
Coleman has a counterpart doing similar work in Kodiak. Eventually, information gathered from the surveys and interviews will help the research team write policy recommendations on how to provide opportunities for new participants to get involved in the fishery.
An example of one of those alternatives could be community permit banks. And we haven't really started to look into feasibility of any of these things. But so a community permit bank is just like a community entity would own permits that they would then lease to residents of the region. That's an example of one of the policy alternatives that we'll be addressing.
The study is funded by the Alaska Sea Grant and the North Pacific Research Board. In Dillingham, I'm Molly Dishner.